Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Don, I'm going to read you the text I sent you yesterday at 10:49 a.m.
Okay.
When did your bears wake the blank up?
Mm-hmm.
Your response, shut up. Now you cursed us. And this is the outcome.
It'll come down to Cairo Santos from 51 yards. Good snap. Good hold. The kick on the way by Santos. And it is good. The Bears losing streak comes to an end on the final play of the regular season.
The response that I gave Tammy to her text really is indicative of every Bears fan in the world, because, of course, that's why you sent that text to curse my team.
I did not.
Oh, please. It was so early. The game started at 10. You text me at 10:20.
It was 10:49, almost 11, John.
Ooh, look at your team. Stop it. Secondly, the Bears did everything they could again to lose that game. As a matter of fact, I turned off that game as the Packers went ahead with a couple minutes left with their field goal. Oh, we lost it again.
Well,
I turned it off, and I robbed myself of the opportunity to see my favorite team in football beat your favorite team in football for the first time, I think, since 2018.
It was crazy because one of the announcers said, all the Bears fans in the world right now are wondering, what can they do to screw this up? And the very next play they did,
yes,
and that's why everyone thought it was going to go that way. You missed the ending. My husband missed the ending as well, because he was trying to rewind it to show me something and took it out of the program, and the game ended, and I had to go back and try to help him find it, but it was just a disaster for us.
My phone goes off. Wait a second. What? We won? That's a Bears fan. We lose faith, we turn off, and then we get punished for that.
Well, and it doesn't really mean anything for you guys, but you did get a win, so congrats.
Thank you. It feels good to be a winner, Tammy. said a Bears fan, never. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. A lot of wind being blown around Beverly Hills last night at the Golden Globes. And maybe that's a predecessor to the Santa Anas that are coming and causing maybe some inconvenience starting tomorrow here in Southern California.
If you're out in East County, you probably got the notification, just like I did, that there may be a power safety shutoff in our area, because the Santa Anas are coming and they're bringing some pretty heavy-duty winds. 20 to 30 mile-an-hour gusts are expected, but it could be 55 to 65 miles per hour in the valleys. And certainly out farther east that you go, it's going to be an issue. So you're going to have to be prepared in case we have the power shutoffs. It always sucks to have it shut off, especially when it comes to things like, oh, I don't know, your refrigerator and your freezer. So just to be aware, that watch goes into effect, and the strongest winds are going to come tomorrow into tomorrow evening.
It's also bad news for people like me, allergetic and big nostrils, because you're going to be just capturing all that pollen that's being blown around. So it's a heavy-duty allergy medication week as well for some of us. I'm already kind of starting to feel it. I get, you know how Spider-Man had the Spidey sense? I'm getting like in my, I like a sinus sense.
I like that.
That's my superpower.
Sinus sense.
That's my superpower. Wow, what a lame superpower that is, right?
I think producer Jessica has the same superpower.
Well, I'm just wondering if he's taking his allergy medicine.
He's right here. You could ask him.
John, have you taken your allergy medicine?
It's driving me crazy when she does that. I'm sorry, what'd you ask me?
Did you take your allergy medicine?
I did, thank you.
Oh, good job.
He did.
Well, just so the listeners know, behind the scenes, me bugging John to take his allergy medicine is pretty much a daily thing.
And her referring to me as if I'm not here, even though I'm right in front of her, is also a very common thing. 833-287-1037. Kane Brown's coming to town, and you are going to be there. Just take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and you're going to see Kane. Meanwhile, you also might win $100. Tammy has not started off the strongest in 2025. Let's see if that continues. 833-287-1037 for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON.
My parents came to this country and loved Wizard of Oz. They tell us about the golden yellow brick road. And the rainbow, a place over the rainbow that all your dreams come true if you dare to dream it. And so when I'm up here looking at you, living the dream and looking at this beautiful, beautiful cast, it's more beautiful than I ever thought it could be.
Thanks to CBS Television. That was director John M. Chu, the director of Wicked. Wicked won something called, hang on, wait for it. The Golden Globe Award for Cinematic and Box Office Achievement, which recognizes, quote, the year's most acclaimed, highest earning, and or most viewed films that have garnered extensive global audience support and attained cinematic excellence. That's Golden Globe speak. English, that means this is basically the only movie that the majority of Americans watching this show has seen. Mm-hmm. And it made a ton of money.
Okay.
And that's what the award should be called, because that's what it is. They did the same thing for Barbie last year. This is a brand new award. Give them the movies that everybody actually sees the recognition. We're going to give an award to a movie that we couldn't see getting a Best Picture award because it's not artsy enough, or it's not, I don't know.
Weird enough?
I don't know. No disrespect to The Brutalist. I never even heard of it until last night. No disrespect to The Substance. I never heard of it until last night. The only reason I was excited for Kieran Culkin, who won for a movie called A Real Pain, is because I accidentally saw that movie when I thought I was seeing Christmas Vacation at the Paloma in Encinitas.
I have to tell you, I saw Wicked on Friday.
It's great, isn't it?
It's so good. Wizard of Oz is my favorite movie of all time. And I saw the Broadway production of Wicked so many years ago that I actually forgot a lot of parts of it, which was really good to sit down and watch the movie. I went to Weekend Warrior Mark here at KSON. He and his wife, Colleen, are very good friends of mine. And they had it set up in their living room with the whole cinematic sound.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so much fun.
The things I was struck by when I re-saw Wicked, they're all singing live. None of that was pre-recorded, which is amazing because the vocals are so, so strong. And also when they're running through the poppy fields, that every one of those flowers was planted. That was not computer CGI.
Wow.
If you see the movie, and then realize that when you're watching them run through the field, you're like, oh my God, wait a second, that's not fake? We're so accustomed now to everything just being done on a computer or a green screen. They individually planted every one of those poppies. That's insane when you see the movie.
That reason alone should win an award.
That should be an award. Golden Globe Award for the best use of flowers.
No, I'm just saying how labor intensive John.
Let's just give the florists a break, too. They deserve as much fame as Amelia Perez did. Come on now. We're not getting too deep into the Golden Globes because, again, most of the movies no one has seen. But we do want to share a pretty nice moment just before 7 o'clock about actress Demi Moore, who for the first time in her entire career, that spans 45 years in Hollywood, finally recognized for her work. And it was a really touching moment. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. We've covered this before, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it again. I've been a victim again of blatant sexism by my restaurant server.
Okay.
Can you guess how?
Because they thought the meat dish went to you and the salad dish went to whoever you were with?
Well, you're only partly correct, but for the most part, you're 100% on. My girlfriend Sam and I were at lunch yesterday, and it happened again as our very well-intended server went ahead and assumed the poke salad was for Sam and the lobster roll dripping in butter and French fries was for me. Why is it always the guy that gets the lobster roll and the French fries, or in Tammy's case, the bacon cheeseburger and the onion rings, and why is it always the female that's assumed gets the salad?
Because 99% of the time, that's usually what it is.
I'm going to call you out on that. This has happened, well, first of all, it happens to me almost every time. You can't cut a guy some slack just because he enjoys a good salad.
There's an easy way for this to happen. Who has this? Who has that? That would be a way for a server to make the decision so you're not so offended and upset.
And the poke salad goes to who? That would be the best way to do it.
I'm shocked you didn't do a big rant about it online.
I'm doing it right now. This is my rant. Servers, is it an involuntary reaction when you come to the table that you always assume the food that's probably not the best for you is the dude's?
Why does it
upset
you?
And the leafy green plate? I'm not sure it upsets me. It's just curious.
Well, it clearly does.
It just happens every time. I mean,
because every time you order the dish that typically...
Why is it typical? That's my point. Why is that typical? That's so sexist. Now, I'm starting to think that I look like I just eat a burger and onion rings every time I sit down, and God forbid a salad hasn't touched this face for years.
So it's your own insecurities that are making you upset about it.
Isn't everything that upsets me my own insecurities?
Yes.
Like literally everything.
Come on, John.
I do have a point here, though.
But listen, let's be honest. And we were just talking about this with a group of people on Saturday night at the Seals tailgate party. We were sharing a story about how when you and I had 6 months off between jobs and you called me up and you said, "What are you doing today?" And I said, "Well, I'm helping my husband and my brother-in-law install wood floors." And I said, "Why? What are you doing?" And you said...
making some homemade potpourri.
Yes.
But that does not, that's not even in the same ballpark. We're talking about meat versus lettuce. You know what? Forget I even brought any of this up.
I'm sorry. It just kind of
I want to know why servers automatically just say, okay, here you go, pork chop. Here's your plate.
Pork chop.
And slim, lovely looking lady, here's your salad. No, reverse those. Lady gets the burger, pork chop gets the salad.
Pork chop.
All right. The servers.
No one thinks that.
We can do better, servers. That's what I'm saying. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
30 years ago, I had a producer tell me that I was a popcorn actress. And at that time, I made that mean that this wasn't something that I was allowed to have. That I could do movies that were successful, that made a lot of money, but that I couldn't be acknowledged. And I bought in, and I believed that.
Demi Moore winning her first ever award after a 45-year Hollywood career for a movie called The Substance last night at the Golden Globes. I mean, as far as I can remember, watching movies...
Demi Moore's been around,
right?
Yeah.
She's been a movie star.
Listen, Demi Moore has done a lot of fun movies, but she's also done a lot of serious movies that she was tremendous in, including A Few Good Men, Ghost was spectacular. I mean, she's been in some great movies and fun popcorn movies, too.
It was just really, really nice to see in a room full of, let's be honest, egos and narcissists and people that can't laugh at themselves because, God forbid, someone makes fun of my art, that she just appeared to be, which I think is what makes her so likable, just so genuine and so thankful. You could hear the emotion in her voice. And again, just when people tell you that you can't do something or that's not your ballpark, then make it your ballpark. Show them that they're wrong. I'm not equating myself to Demi Moore, but I remember when I got this job with Tammy, my boss, my very nurturing, super supportive boss in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, said, "When you fail... in country, because I was a rock jock. When you fail, you're not welcome back here. We're not going to hire you back." What kind of person tells that to somebody? What kind of producer tells an actress, "You know what? I'll do respect, Toots. You're a popcorn actress."
Mm-hmm. Well, you used that as your fuel to prove him wrong, John. So there you go.
Well, and clearly Demi used that same incentive as well. And it was really nice to see in a room full of insincerity to see some actual sincerity was really, really touching.
Her daughters, one of her daughters posted the video of them watching her win on social media. It was so exciting to watch all her girls be so excited and so happy for her.
833-287-1037. Yes, there will be some Golden Globe questions in the upcoming Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. There will be Kane Brown tickets for you and maybe even $100. Take on Tam at Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. Call right now, please. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON. You look at one bath mat reel, slip proof, and all of a sudden your feed's inundated with bath mats. Yes, I said bath mats. No one likes walking out of a shower onto a cold floor. Plus, it's not very safe to not have a bath mat that doesn't slip.
Okay. It is obnoxious and annoying when you happen to click, or maybe you're just reading a story about something, and the algorithm decides you want all these products that are part of it. I'm so over it.
The one I'm getting a lot right now, because I looked at it once because I thought it was interesting, and now I'm getting it all the time to the point where I'm about to buy one, are those little like face shaper tools. It's like some kind of I don't know if it's lasers or lights in this like rounded tool that you go along your face to, you know. It's
it uses the red light. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I kind of want one. But like the fact number one that was on my algorithm is because as you get older, you get new fun ads, which just make you feel so good as a woman.
Example.
Everything on my TikTok right now is for perimenopausal women.
Good example.
Fully.
It's a good example.
I mean, I should not be complaining about bath mat commercials, I suppose.
Yes.
I mean, you click on one pill commercial, John. I was just curious. And that's the end of it. That's the end of it. You know, when you see those ads, though, if you use those little dots at the corner of the ad and click on it, you can say, I don't want to see this ad anymore. Then click, it's not relevant to me. That will kind of put a stop to them until you click on the bath mat ad again, John.
Well, I kind of want the lymphatic drainage thing.
And I kind of want the slip-proof bath mat.
Well, I guess then let the ads begin.
I mean, it's called the deluxe dry mat, and I'm telling you right now, it's calling my feet. It's calling my feet. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Heading to Oceanside. Good morning, Trevor. How's it going, pal?
Morning. How you doing, John?
Can't complain. Thank you for asking. Do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
All right, Tammy. Go ahead and head on out real quick.
Good luck.
Trevor, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. A garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. I'll hook you up with $100 for custom gates and garage doors at garagedoorandgatestore.com. I want to remind you, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, the Golden Globes were last night, so let's play the high-low game. The Golden Globe is plated in 24-karat gold. How much does it cost to make one? Higher or lower than $1,000 per award?
I'm going to say lower.
Tam and I appeared at the San Diego Seals game Saturday for Country Night. What is the name of our San Diego Seals mascot? Is it Sammy, Sparky, or Salty?
I think it's Sammy.
Which actress has the most Golden Globe wins? Helen Mirren, Kate Winslet, or Meryl Streep?
Let's go with Meryl Streep. I have no idea.
National Hangover Day was established in 2025 as New Year's Day. How many Hangover movies were made?
I think there are four.
And finally, in just a tragic story over the weekend, actress Aubrey Plaza's writer-director husband passed away. Aubrey's known for playing what character on Parks and Rec?
I do not know. It's not coming to me. I used to watch that show, but I did not remember.
Let's get Tam back in. Trevor, did you have a nice weekend?
Yeah, it was good. I had a couple days off, and now heading back to work this morning.
Yeah, it seems like the whole world's heading back to work this morning, so...
Yeah, be careful on the roads. Everyone's driving like they're already late.
Right. I saw that, too, this morning. Tam, Trevor did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
Timmy, the Golden Globes, as you know, were last night, so let's play the high-low game. The Golden Globe is plated in 24-karat gold. How much does it cost to make one? Is it higher or lower than $1,000 per award?
I'm going to say higher.
Nope, it's lower. $800 per statue. Trevor went with lower. 1-0 Trevor. As you also know, Tammy, you and I appeared at the San Diego Seals game on Saturday, part of their Country Night. What is the name of our San Diego Seals mascot? Is it Sammy, Sparky, or Salty?
Salty.
Salty the Seal. Trevor went with Sammy, tied at 1. Back to the Golden Globes. Which actress has the most Golden Globe wins? Is it Helen Mirren, Kate Winslet, or Meryl Streep?
Oh, wow. That's a tough one. I'm going to go with Helen Mirren.
No, should have been Meryl Streep. 8 wins, 28 nominations. She is the Golden Globe queen. Trevor went with Meryl Streep. 2-1 Trevor. National Hangover Day was established in 2025 as New Year's Day. What a no-brainer that is.
Yeah, no kidding.
How many Hangover movies were made?
3.
3 is right. Trevor went 4. Back tied at 2. And finally, Tammy, just a tragic story over the weekend as Aubrey Plaza's writer-director husband passed away. Aubrey is known for playing what character on Parks and Rec?
Oh, I don't remember her name. Dang it. I'm going to say Miriam.
Well, that is a guess. Incorrect. April is the answer. Trevor couldn't remember either. So today we finish with a tie. Tammy 2, Trevor 2. Unfortunately, Trevor, as I indicated earlier, all ties go to Tammy. But we do have a great prize for you, pal.
You now have a pair of tickets to go see Kane Brown. He's at Pechanga Arena on March 13th.
Awesome. I'm so excited. I get to surprise my wife and get some tickets, baby.
There you go. Good for you, Trevor. Enjoy that. Have a wonderful day. Get to work safely. We appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge on KSOM.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you guys for all you do.
Happy New Year.
It's a little late, frankly, for the Happy New Year's, you know?
Why? Just happened a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, that's too long. Statute of limitations has kind of run out on the New Year's. 3 days. Plenty.
3 days.
The great Larry David from the great Curb Your Enthusiasm. Interesting point, though. Yesterday, I said Happy New Year's to my grocery clerk, and I got kind of a weird look back, and I was thinking, either that person's worked a lot this holiday season and is tired of any kind of holiday salutations, or it's too late to say Happy New Year. The time has passed. As Larry says, the statute of limitations has run out on saying Happy New Year on January 6th, 2025. 833-287-1037.
Tim in La Jolla, when do you stop saying Happy New Year?
New Year's Day.
Wait a second. That's it? After New Year's Day, you don't wish anybody a Happy New Year anymore? You can't do it?
Nope.
Okay, why?
Because we're commercialized, and that's what we're told.
I don't think I agree with that. I've never been told when I can't say Happy New Year to anybody. I guess I just choose the vibe, and I still am in a Happy New Year. I'm glad the holidays are over, don't get me wrong, but I'm still in a Happy New Year vibe. I'm going to say Happy New Year till I'm done, Tam.
Okay, you do it as long as you want to. Noelle, when do you stop saying Happy New Year?
I would say within the first week.
All right, so we're looking at, that would be what, today, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow being the official, according to Noelle, last day to say New Year.
So when, Noelle, for you, does it become weird?
Maybe a month out.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's saying Happy New Year come February.
Yeah, it would be weird.
There's actually, I think, a very scientific reason why tomorrow is the final day.
Okay.
Because you have 2 days after, including circling back day, and then 1 day after that.
What does that mean? What is circling back day?
Circling back day is all of those emails you sent at work to people be like, hey, let's circle around about back about that in the new year.
Gotcha.
Today is the day you got to start doing those circling back emails today and tomorrow. By the end of close of business tomorrow, I don't want to hear a Happy New Year from anybody.
I'm not sure it's very scientific, but
I think it's science.
It's science. I get it, though. You're right, though, because a lot of us blow stuff off at the end of the, you know, we'll get back to that in 2025. We'll circle back to that in 2025. Well, now it's here.
Yeah,
now it's got to get done.
I've got a list that has like 10 things to do that was supposed to be done this week.
I'm thinking maybe it's acceptable to go longer than a week or two if you haven't seen the person since New Year's.
Sure. That I 100% agree with.
833-287-1037. Are you a Larry David? Are you like, no, 3 days is the max, or Tim in La Jolla, 1 day. 833-287-1037. When's your cutoff day to stop saying Happy New Year? John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. Harley is in Ramona. Dare I say Happy New Year, Harley?
Hi, John. I don't have a particular time when I stop saying it. I just kind of, I follow the flow. My fiance thinks there's like a when to say it. I'm like, okay, that's your opinion. I'm like, I just go with the flow. Because I work in a vet clinic. So we have clients still come in that say, oh, Happy New Year, as they're leaving.
And that you maybe you haven't seen them in a couple of months or maybe even a year.
We were open the day before New Year's Day. So everyone that was getting appointments for like the next year when we reopened, a lot of us kept making the joke of that we'll see our clients next year.
Sure.
So what's your fiance's cutoff date?
He gives it like a week, same with his family. I'm just like, okay, that's your opinion, babe.
Yep. You go with the flow. I like it. Thanks, Harley. Yep. Mandy is in El Cajon. Mandy, what is your cutoff for saying Happy New Year?
I think that we can say it to the end of this week because it was the middle of last week.
It's true. And it was a weird week where some people worked maybe 1 or 2 days or not at all, and it was just strange, and you hadn't seen anybody in a while.
Very strange. Yes, I agree. And I think we need more positivity in the world in general, so why not?
I agree with everything you just said. I used to wait till the second week of January to take my Christmas decorations down. So, I mean, why not go as long as you feel comfortable with it?
Yes, hurting anyone. And why not have positivity going into the new year?
I will say this, though. Nothing against Christmas, but I don't want to hear a Christmas carol again until mid-November.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. The day after Christmas is that cutoff day for me.
Oh, wow.
No, for Christmas music? Come on.
Yeah, no more Mariah Carey.
Okay. I think she's put back in her cupboard now until next holiday season.
All right, thank you for your call. So we can agree.
Bye.
End of the week. Totally acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we can agree, you do you.
Happy New Year.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
My nephew inspired me over the holidays, the New Year holiday, when he put up a post saying, I don't make New Year's resolutions. It's this great little video of a parent talking to a child. I make New Year's practices. Because when you make a set in stone resolution, if you fail at it, you feel like a failure and you typically quit.
Mm-hmm.
So New Year's practices, because how we get great at something is by practice. So when you have a bad day, you're like, that was just a bad practice. I can start again tomorrow. And I thought it was a great thing to teach kids. The one thing, though, I also saw that I wanted to ask you guys, instead of like saying, I'm going to lose 40 pounds, you know, I'm going to do this every day. What is one thing that you want to accomplish this year? Something to think on. Just one thing that the three of us can all help each other accomplish.
I want to completely eliminate the over $200 a month bill I pay for my storage. I want to get rid of my storage unit once and for all. I've been talking about it for years.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you two things off the top of my head that are in my storage unit. Some sawhorses and a bunch of china that I got when I got married to my former wife. And that was a long time ago, completely unopened. Mm-hmm. Other than that, everything else probably should just go. I don't need it.
You haven't seen it in how long?
Yeah, but I still do. Every couple of months, U-Haul and Carlsbad gets a couple hundo plus from me, which is maddening when you add it up.
Mm-hmm. Producer Jessica, what is one thing, and it doesn't matter what it is, it doesn't have to be anything earth-shattering or big, just one thing that you really would like to accomplish this year that we could help you do.
My biggest goal for 2025 is to not to go to bed with dishes in the sink.
Oh.
We have a crappy dishwasher at our house, and it doesn't do anything, so you have to wash the dishes before you even put it in, which I know it makes the dishwasher pointless, but I call it the sanitizing machine as opposed to cleaning machine. So not only do I need your help reminding me to do that at night, but can you guys also remind my husband? Because it's not just my dishes.
It's true. That's hilarious. So in other words, you want us helping you to poke the bear.
Yeah, can you just text him every night?
What about you, Tam?
I want to be able to do one pull-up.
Okay, and how are you progressing on that?
Well, I can't. I can't right now. Pull-ups are a little more difficult for women, typically, with the strength that it takes.
Right.
And I want to be able to do one. When I first started at the gym a couple of years ago, I couldn't even hold myself up on the bar.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go to hold myself, and I'd have to let go right away. Now, I can hold myself and actually do some knee-ups, a few knee-ups.
How many?
But I think I could probably get seven out before I have to let go.
How far along are you? You in your pull-up quest? Are you a pull? Are you a pull? How far? How long?
Half a pee.
I'm.
How far are you? Seriously. Really? That's it.
Yes.
That's it so far.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just not strong enough to even move my arms once I'm on there. So.
By the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got 11 plus months now to get one pull-up under your belt.
One pull-up.
And are we to hold you accountable? Are we to pump some iron with you? What are we supposed to do to help you attain that goal?
Let's test her every week. See where she's at.
Oh, my God. Every week, Jess?
Okay, we're going to have
get better on a weekly
scale. Good idea. We're going to have JR install a pull-up bar here in the studio. I'm sure that'll be no problem.
So,
you know what? Okay. We'll go to one of those parks around here that has those trails that have little fitness stations at every trail.
Yeah.
There's bound to be a pull-up bar. Let's work on this together, Tammy. One pull-up for you, one empty storage unit for me. Sorry, Jessica, I will not be asking your husband to help you out. That is the wife's job.
Oh.
Sorry. You made your choice.
Wow.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Fallbrook. Say good morning to Lauren. Hey, Lauren.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do me a favor, Lauren, and kick Tammy out of our studio, please.
You got to scram, Tam.
All right. Good luck, honey.
Lauren, I got 5-pound culture questions for you. If you get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you that all ties are going to go to Tammy. Okay, Lauren?
Thank you. Yes.
The Golden Globes were last night, so let's play the high-low game. The first ever Golden Globe Awards were held in 1946. Is that too high or is that too low?
Too low.
The Golden Globes have been held at the Beverly Hilton Hotel since 1961. What famous sister duo are the heirs to the Hilton chain?
Oh, Paris. Oh, I forgot her. Nikki.
The NFL announced the draft pick order this weekend as the Tennessee Titans will pick first. What is the NFL draft pick who was selected last in the draft referred to as? Final choice, Mr. Irrelevant, or last call?
Last call.
The prequel to Dexter, called Dexter New Blood, is receiving rave reviews. What network airs the Dexter series?
Netflix.
And finally, Perry, the miniature donkey who served as the movement model for Donkey, the character in Shrek, passed away at the age of 30 this weekend. What actor played Donkey?
Eddie Murphy.
Let's get Tim back in. So, Lauren, what you got going on today?
Just on my way to work. I'm a general manager at a horticultural supply company in Fallbrook.
Okay, good for you. Lauren today, Tammy, did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Oh.
Tammy, the Golden Globes were last night, so let's play the high-low game. The first ever Golden Globe Awards were held in 1946. Is that too high or too low?
There was television then, so I'm going to say too low.
Too high. The first Golden Globes were in 1944, and Lauren also went too low, still 0-0. Speaking of the Golden Globes, they've been held at the Beverly Hilton Hotel since 1961. What famous sister duo are the heirs to the Hilton chain?
Paris and Nikki.
That's right. Lauren knew that. 1-1. The NFL announced the draft pick order this weekend, and the Tennessee Titans will be pick number one. What is the NFL draft pick who was selected last referred to as? Final choice, Mr. Irrelevant, or last call?
I have no idea. Last call?
No, the last pick of the entire draft is always known as Mr. Irrelevant. It is still...
God, what a rotten thing to call somebody.
Well, the whole point is to, like, bounce back and gotcha. Show them. I believe the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, Brock Purdy, was one time Mr. Irrelevant and is doing okay now. All right, so anyway, still tied at 1. Look at that. The prequel to Dexter, called Dexter New Blood, is receiving rave reviews. What network airs the Dexter series?
Showtime?
Showtime is right. I'm a big Dexter fan, as you know, Tam.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of dubious going into this prequel. It's so, so good. Really like it. Anyway, 2-1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Perry, the miniature donkey who served as the movement model for Donkey, the character in Shrek, passed away at 30 years old this weekend. He had a hoof infection.
Aw.
What actor played Donkey?
Eddie Murphy.
That is right. So today, Lauren, Tammy beats you by a score of 3-2. You're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you.
You'll be going to see Kane Brown at Pechanga Arena on March 13th.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Lauren, enjoy that. Have a wonderful day at work. Before you leave, sadly, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Lauren in Fallbrook, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
I think you're going to find, as you're driving to work today, or maybe you're already there, that everyone's back to normal today. The holidays are over. Everyone's back at work. Traffic's what traffic was before the holiday.
This is the longest week of the entire year, I swear. There because we had these little partial weeks and then holidays, right. And now it's like, a full week? Oh, what's that?
What are all these people doing on the road? Oh, yeah, they're doing what I'm doing. The good news to that story is that Greg is coming in next. And all week, business as usual, Greg is giving away a great prize.
Greg has a pair of tickets to go see Nelly. He's going to be at the North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on August 27th.
Nelly is no stranger to country. Nelly gave us one of the highlights, not only of Stagecoach, but of our career with a great conversation last year.
Look at you. Superstar, rapper, actor, businessman,
mm-hmm.
dancer.
Poker player. Poker player.
Sometimes.
Whiskey or booze maker.
Hooch maker.
Hooch.
When was it when you said, I got to get on board with this country music scene?
In the beginning of my career, Country Grammar, the first album that I ever made, what we were seeing was that we were getting booked on a various different variety of shows. So we would go literally from shows where DMX is headlining to shows where Big and Rich would be headlining.
Right.
And we're thinking, well, this happens for everybody. You know, we're new. Right. We don't know that this is something special. We don't literally have a clue that this isn't happening for other artists.
Yeah.
We're just thinking this is the norm because we're new to the game.
You know, Nelly mentioned Country Grammar. The 25th anniversary of that release is this year. That's why Nelly's coming back to Stagecoach and doing a 25-year Country Grammar show, not to mention the concert he's doing that Greg's giving away tickets for.
So all you have to do is be listening at 12:20 for the lunchtime link with Greg. He's going to play three songs. You call Greg and tell him what connects all three, and you're going to go see Nelly, man.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.